Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I am
Delicious,
and you are Joseph J. Gillette.
I like Gillette better.
I
like Gillette.
And Joseph J. and Trisha the
Trish
Tisha.
The Dish.
Eric the Braveheart and Kathleen the Beautiful.
And we'll mention this song in just a moment. It's the theme song to Two Broke Girls, because we've got Jennifer Coolidge joining us in just a moment. But Dave, this segment is brought to us by
the best auto mechanic that you can ever imagine. Fair, honest, integrity, a great mechanic. And of course, that's Alexander's All Care Automotive, 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix. And that is the phone number, 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781. Tell them I said hi, and get your car maintained or fixed, whatever the case may be.
And you won't go broke, because Two Broke Girls is my favorite sitcom that is on right now on CBS, and they've got picked up for another season. I love Two Broke Girls, and we are honored to have on from Two Broke Girls. Her character is Sophie, and we have Jennifer Coolidge, actress Jennifer Coolidge. Thank Woo-hoo! You so much for joining us.
Oh my God! Thank you for having me, you guys.
Oh, Jennifer, it's so exciting. I didn't let Dave know that you were going to be on the show, and when I showed him your picture, he was so excited.
Oh, I was,
because
yeah.
He loves Stifler's mom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, thanks. There are certain parts of me that people get more excited about, but I'm glad he's excited.
Oh, that's excellent, Jennifer. What is your favorite project of yours?
Oh, you know what? Let's just say that that's probably a home project in my own bedroom, but, Two Broke Girls is one of my favorites for sure.
Oh, so Sophie's voice is just excellent. I can't do the hey, everybody! Can you do that for us? Okay.
Oh, hey, everybody! Of course, I'll do anything for you.
Wow.
Well, Stifler's mom has got it going on.
But wait, speaking of doing anything for us, have you seen Paul Finch lately?
No, I haven't come in contact with him in a while.
Really? Eddie K. Thomas. He was really good. You guys really had that great chemistry together, I will tell you that.
And Dave, just hearing her voice, you're like really attracted to her, aren't you?
Hello.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't be? But you know what I like the best?
Yeah.
Is that she actually played a character in Inside Amy Schumer that is Cleo Patricia.
Wow. Well, whoa.
So I share a name with her. So maybe one day my voice will be sexy like hers.
Well, I hope so. But I'm really surprised, because Dave is really excited about hearing your voice right now. So let's hear.
You know what I like best about her?
What
I bet it.
What's your best? What do you like?
That she's a man.
Yeah. Hi, Rusty. How are you?
All right. Hey, guys. How's it going?
You did great.
Yes. Rusty Sarhan, you had Dave going there.
You did indeed.
I was looking over at the monitor going, Rusty.
I almost asked for your phone number.
I'm getting too excited there.
Now he's
Gillette, the best a man can get.
Wait, Rusty, you know how much therapy this is going to cost?
Let me
voicemails as Jennifer Coolidge.
this is absolutely great, because last week we spoke with Ryan Goldshire. He's going to be on this Tuesday night on First Impressions. Tuesday nights on USA Network. But you, Rusty, you were on the premiere of First Impressions this previous Tuesday night. And not only were you on it, but you won.
Woohoo!
Oh, wow.
Yay!
Yes, thank you. Thank
Congratulations.
You. Yeah, well, thank you. That was awesome. Yeah, I've seen Ryan, and I'm pretty excited to see his Mark Wahlberg impression.
Oh, I loved his Mark Wahlberg. That was my favorite of his.
Very good.
Yeah.
And I'm just so glad to have you on, because Jennifer Coolidge, it really is. I mean, we'd love to speak with her, but I know. You asked how did you get her? But I said I have my ways.
I keep asking people, how can I get in touch with her? Because I think she would love to hear not only an impression of her, but a man's impression of her.
Yeah. It is very close. It is very close.
Wow, you got quite a range to be able to do that. Do you do other?
Yeah, he does.
I almost said, do you do other women? But I'm not going to say that on there. But
maybe then Jennifer will get jealous and she'll reach out to him.
There's actually another woman. I want to let us all do the prayer from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Okay. Three. Are you ready? Are you ready, Rusty?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, one nation for which it stands. Amen.
Aunt Bethany from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
That's fantastic. That you are tremendous.
And his name is Rusty, just like the son in the film.
Yeah.
Wow. Very
impressive.
Yeah, but
he's not Rusty at all. Let me tell you. No. You got that's fantastic.
And you should have seen Rusty on Tuesday night's First Impressions. You really were excellent. I was blown away because I didn't know, in my notes here that the publicist sent over, I didn't know that you do a great Daniel Radcliffe.
I don't know about great, but I crack myself up every now and then doing it. Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't love Harry Potter?
I love Harry Potter. You know, he does his spells. He casts them. You know, sometimes he gets a bit nervous, so he talks faster than you can actually hear. But I guess you got to hear faster. You know.
Excellent.
Daniel, man. What about that Victor Frankenstein movie? That didn't do very well in the theater.
Victor Frankenstein. Oh, I haven't seen that movie.
You haven't? Oh, okay. That's okay. Not I didn't even see it. Not a lot of people have seen it.
Well, like you said, it didn't do very well in the theater.
It didn't do very well.
That's how bad it was. I didn't see it.
Yeah, even Daniel Radcliffe didn't see it. but you know, the British thing is excellent because I've been trying to do that, and you know, I'm okay.
You're getting there.
Yeah, but
you're
getting
there.
Rusty's a lot better, and you know. I one of my favorite actors of all time has to be Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Are you able to do? I mean, it says that you can do Joseph Gordon-Levitt, that you can impersonate Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
It's definitely more of a visual representation as far as the eyebrows, but you know, he's easy. Just to, you know, talk a little faster, talk a little high pitch.
Okay.
Maybe laugh a little, giggle. Yeah.
Yeah, I love him. And then I was mentioning to Dave during the break, Walk Hard, one of my favorite musical movies. John C. Reilly, you can do him as well, right?
I think John C. Reilly is a little bit of a, you know, I'm kind of confused, but I think I'm smart. You know, it's like I forgot where I put my apple, but I eat apples because I'm healthy.
That is dead on.
That's good. That is really good.
Wow, that is so good.
Wow. Now you, so the First Impressions, it's with Dana Carvey, right? Mm-hmm. So
Dana Carvey, yeah.
I always thought he was, he didn't get enough attention. I thought he was underrated. I think the guy is amazing. What do you see about him?
I wouldn't say underrated. I'd say underappreciated.
Yeah, maybe underappreciated.
Because he's quite talented.
Incredibly talented. And so what's your impression, your first impression of Dana Carvey?
I only wish that every person got a chance to just have 5 minutes with Dana Carvey because he just slips in so many jokes and quickly walks away from them. And you're like, wait, did he just say that? I mean, he made a joke about Silence of the Lambs, and he was like, oh yeah, I worked with him, and he used to chase me around and call me Clarice, and I would wear a wig, and he just walked away. And we were like, what?
So funny.
I mean, so amazing to just watch him perform. You know, it's like he was born to do that.
Yeah.
And you also got to meet Steve Carell on your episode, right?
Oh wow.
Oh yes. That was surreal. You know, I'm a huge fan of The Office and all the movies he's been in. Same thing. It's like he just doesn't have to act. That's just how he is. You know?
But he's so amazing. I mean, he's so diverse, so versatile in what he can do. He's truly a remarkable actor, don't you think?
Yes. I mean,
I'm incredible.
Like I said, I think his range is amazing. Like he can go from this character from The Office, and then he can also play this kind of serious role, like a fox catcher, or even other ones. But in real life, he's just a super nice guy, really laid back. He's into cycling, which I didn't know, but that's really cool.
Wow. And, you know, actually, if anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with Rusty Sarhan. He won his episode on First Impressions this past Tuesday night. It's on the USA Network. This coming Tuesday night, you can check out our previous guest, Ryan Goldsher. We had him on last week. You can check out that interview on BreakRadioShow.com. And I gave you a challenge. I don't know if you were able to nail that, but because we are celebrating Money Monster today, I wondered if you were able to get George Clooney at all.
He's definitely a challenge. I think with George Clooney, it's all about the rasp in his voice. So I think if you can get to that depth, that really low kind of rasp, and then you just kind of play with that, and you know, oh hey Julia, sorry, I was staring in the mirror at myself. Sorry, I was you know, just talking. Yeah, that's about as close as I can.
No, that's good.
That's good.
That's really good.
What's interesting is because I thought that you just like had a list of people, but clearly on the show they like want different characters and impersonations from you on First Impressions, and so you're able to pull, you know, tell us about that process, because you explained how you kind of went about finding George Clooney.
It's kind of like you start with your own little version of, let's just use Clooney for this example. Well, my voice is a little bit deeper, but his is a little bit deeper than mine. But what is significant about him is the in his voice. So, okay, we kind of lower it, maybe deepen it a little bit, and definitely, like, get in there. But I think the best thing about First Impressions was they say, okay, show us what you have, and let's see if we can surprise you with something you maybe haven't done before. And I think that shows who, you know, has a range and spontaneity, and can branch out from something that they're used to. You know?
Now, Rusty, do you still do what made you famous in high school, Sharon Osbourne and Miss Piggy?
Oh, darling, I always do Sharon Osbourne. She was my favorite, and when I was growing up, I watched The Muppets. And
I always watched Sharon Osbourne. Sometimes she was a pig.
Oh, that excellent. Is excellent. That is
really
excellent.
Good.
Yeah, and I have to say my favorite had to be John C. Reilly. That was my favorite.
Very
good.
But
we're coming up on a hard break. Again, Rusty Sarhan, the show is First Impressions. Check it out Tuesday nights on USA Network. We're going to see if we can get some more people from the show because it is an excellent show, and you are so talented. Number six, please, Eric. And take us out with Jennifer Coolidge again, please, Rusty.
Oh, yeah, I'll take you right any time.
Thank you, Rusty. You have a great rest of your weekend.
Hey, they're going to have a very nice break now.
Thanks, thank you so much. Wow, he is talented, plus.
And, yeah, I know. And then also, this is from Night at the Roxbury, which Jennifer Coolidge was in as Hottie Police Officer. Make that money!
Money.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And this is
Friday night.
Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Friday night.
And you just got paid. Now you can party the night away till the break of day. Whether you toy with the sword.